We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. And, you know, an amazing story. I mean, a story that I'm just blown away by. The first blind contestant and winner of a TV cooking show, Master Chef, won't let the rare disease that caused her blindness to stop her pursuing her dreams. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Chef Christine and also Dr. Williams. Guys, thanks for stopping by. How are you today?
We're good. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. So, Christine, can you tell us how you first learned of your diagnosis?
Sure. It started when I was 20 years old. First, it was blurriness in one eye and then eventually blurriness in the other eye. Initially, I was misdiagnosed with MS. And then several years later, I found a neurologist that understood me and a healthcare team that finally correctly diagnosed me with NMOSD, which is short for neuromyelitis optica spectrum disorder.
All right. And so I'm going to ask Dr. Williams, what is neuromyelitis optica spectrum disorder? Good thing for early in the morning to ask that question.
Absolutely. So that pronunciation was absolutely perfect. So NMOSD is a rare autoimmune condition where the immune system essentially attacks the nerves. The nerves of the eye are most commonly affected, and symptoms can result in blindness or loss of vision. Also, the spinal cord is affected, so people can have numbness and tingling or paralysis. It affects about 10 to 15,000 people in the United States. And one of the reasons that we have decided to partner with Horizon Therapeutics for the NMOSD Won't Stop Me campaign pain is because sometimes the symptoms are irreversible. So we want to raise awareness so that people can be diagnosed and brought to medical attention early so that they can be treated and potentially prevent some disability.
Now, Christine, how did you move forward and become so unstoppable in light of the challenges you faced?
Well, initially it was difficult. It's human nature, I think, to go through this grieving process when you lose your vision or lose some independence. And well, when I was correctly diagnosed and put on a treatment plan that helped me, I was able to kind of pick myself up and move forward. So I taught myself how to cook again in the kitchen with less vision. I learned how to read Braille. I learned orientation mobility with a white cane, and then how to navigate the Houston public transportation system, which wasn't easy to go back to school. Went back to school, did a complete career change, got back in the kitchen and kept cooking so that I could continue to be independent, and then decided to audition for MasterChef. And then since then, winning that season in 2012 really launched my culinary career. So for me, it's really important to be an encouragement to other people to share their own story and show that it's possible to live with this disease and also fulfill all of your dreams and live your life to the fullest. So I encourage people to visit NMOSDwontstopme.com to learn about other people's stories, connect with other patients with NMOSD, and of course, share their own unstoppable story.
Christine, how did it feel winning it? I mean, it had to feel so amazing. Because once you got diagnosed, you must have felt like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to cook again. I'm never going to do my passion again. And then you were able to overcome that and then win MasterChef. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was tough. I didn't know how I would live a quote unquote normal life again. I didn't know how independent I could be again, or what my next move or my purpose would be in life. I felt like I was taking a lot of steps backwards. But to be able to compete on the show and then end up winning that season, it was definitely a surreal moment. I felt like I had to work two, three, four times as hard as other people to get to where I was. But I feel like I worked hard. I put my head down and just put my mind to it, and then found a way to continue to do what I love to do. And most importantly, though, is to now I've been given this platform to be an advocate for people living with NMOSD or disability or vision loss, and show them that they too can live a very fulfilling and accomplished life.
And I think that's the most important thing, live that accomplished life. And you're such a role model. Dr. Williams, what advice do you have for patients with NMOSD community, for that community?
Yeah, so the first piece of advice is you are your own best advocate, and it's important to educate yourself to the best of your ability about your condition and to really engage in the healthcare process. You know, make sure that you're communicating with your healthcare providers if you're having issues and help to create the best treatment plan for you. I think the second piece of advice is to join the community, right? So raising awareness is so important, and this campaign is so important because we want people to know that they are not alone in this fight and in this struggle. And also, we want them to hear about inspiring stories from amazing people like Christine, who have not only faced the same challenges they have, but have been able to overcome them and to accomplish their dreams and goals. So, those are my two pieces of advice that I would give.
And I think, Dr. Williams, how passionate are you about this community and working with them to be part of this?
Absolutely. So, I am a specialist in neuroimmunology, which includes NMOSD as well as multiple sclerosis. And as we discussed earlier, sometimes there's some overlap and people can be misdiagnosed with MS when they actually have NMOSD. So I'm very passionate about educating and empowering people living with these conditions to be their own best advocates and part of their healthcare team.
And I think that's the greatest thing is when you are doing something you love and are passionate about, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like something, and it's something you know you're making a difference. And congratulations to you for all the work you do, Dr. Williams. Christine, where can we learn more about the campaign and gain access to your recipes?
Sure. You can visit the website, nmosdwontstopme.com, and that's where you can find resources, learn about the advocacy organizations that are part of this campaign. And of course, if you share your own unstoppable NMOSD story, you can get the chance to win a signed copy of my cookbook. And it's got comfort food recipes and a lot of the things that I did cook on MasterChef.
And how important is to put equity in your being with the food you eat, especially with the recipes you have and all that stuff as a chef? We see so many things that are not healthy that we're intake. How important is that to you as a chef to be responsible?
I think it's important. And I think living life balanced is the most important thing. You know your body best. So, if it's a day that you feel like eating a piece of cake will mean more to you emotionally and mentally, then by all means do it. I mean, we shouldn't live on a diet where we're eating a slice of cake for every meal, but whatever it does to make you feel better physically, but emotional and mentally as well, is that's also important. So I think you know your body best, listen to yourself, listen to your gut on what it is that you want to eat.
Well, I love hearing that because we can't just always be on this specific diet, as I am always looking, I'm looking at that and what I'm eating more healthy, but you always have to have that cheat day or cheat meal or else you'll go crazy because there's so much good food out there. Where can people follow you social media wise? Are you on social media that people can connect with you as well?
I am. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And my handle is The Blind Cook for all those.
All right. And any other new
and
projects?
Also on
go ahead. Where you can find info on you as well.
Though. Oh, I was going to say, I'm also on Instagram as the Nerdy Neurologist.
Awesome. So I'm impressed you're branding yourself as well with this. And that's important because you're building this community, and to build a community leads to tribe building and leads them to this huge success. Because once you bring a community together and they have the right resources together, there's no stopping that community from the strides and improvement that they can make, because stories make people passionate, excited, and everything. So I appreciate you both coming by today and talking about this tremendous cause. And I hope everyone reaches out to you guys. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.